Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Lamed Beis. We are holding on Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. Today we're going to talk about today's shir, sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Lishwas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, and also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should come home safely and quickly. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis is going to talk about when you have two people, one of them walking with a barrel and the other one walking with a beam, and the beam breaks the barrel, is the guy who owns the beam chayiv to pay for the barrel? So it's going to depend on a number of issues. Who's walking in front of who and behind who? Are they walking in front or behind each other at all? Does one person warn the other one? Does one person make a short stop? So we're going to discuss all of that. We've already discussed much of that, but this is the Mishnah that we've already discussed. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, what if a person is mazik ishto b'tashmish amita? Is he obligated to pay for that damage? Do we assume that there's this concept of berushuso nichnas, and therefore he's not going to be obligated to pay? We're going to have a couple of rayas. Then the Gemara is going to compare a case of revitza, where an animal is crouching down on the ground inexplicably in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, and another animal walks by, and one animal damages the other one. We're going to compare that to the case of our Mishnah of the Korah and the Chavis. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about two guys running, and the one damages the other. They run into each other, or one guy running and the other one not running. Then the Gemara is going to talk about damaging while running on Erev Shabbos. That is a difference if it's Erev Shabbos that when a person is running. Then the Mishnah on Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, on the top is going to talk about someone who's in one rishus and he's mazik in another rishus, and the Mishnah is going to tell us the din in three different ways. The Gemara is going to talk about why the Mishnah has to tell us the din in three different ways. Then the Gemara is going to talk about, bring a brisa about a person who goes into chatzer chavero and gets damaged while he is in chatzer chavero, we're going to elaborate on that brisa and explain the brisa. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, we talk about two people that are holich b'derech and they damage each other. So when are they both pater? When are we going to be mechayev one of them? Zeb baba chaviso. One guy is carrying a barrel, the zeb baba koraso, and the other one is carrying a beam, and they slam into each other. V'nishbra kado shalzeh b'koraso shalzeh, and the guy's barrel, now we call it a kad, but it's the same thing. The Mishnah began with Kad and was Messiah B'Chavis, and the Gemara explains the reason. So the same with Tosfos points out, Ayin Sham, whatever we said over there applies over here as well. So Zeba B'Chavis, and the Kad or the Chavis breaks from the barrel, Pater. They're both Pater. So Zerushus Lahalich, the Lazerushus Lahalich, because they both have the right to walk in the Rosh Hashanah. No one was Posheya. They were walking, they just turned a corner, and as they turned the corner, they slammed right into each other. That is nobody's fault. Sometimes it is somebody's fault. If the guy carrying the beam was in front and the guy carrying the barrel was in back, and nishbra chavis bakora, and the barrel slams into the beam, pater balakora, then the balakora is not going to have to pay, because we assume that the balakora was walking normally and the balachavis was going too fast, and that's why he slammed into the balakora, so he rear-ended him. So therefore, it turns out he was mazik es atzmo by crashing himself into the beam. The im amad balkora, however, if the balkora had just stopped in middle of the Rosh Hasharabim, and the balchavis just kept on going in the normal way, and that's why he slammed into him, so chayiv, then the balkora is going to be chayiv to pay for the nezek, because he was posheya by being omed b'Rosh Hasharabim. He shouldn't just stop and stand in the Rosh Hasharabim. V'im amar lebalchavis amod, however, if when he stopped, he shouted to the balchavis, Chavis, wait, stop, you stand in your place in order that you don't get damaged, then Patra, then the, I mean, he looked in the rearview mirror first and he saw that there was someone behind him. So he warned him that I need to stop. So once he gave him proper warning, then Patra, then the Baal Kor is going to be Patra, because even though he was Poshaya by stopping, but he warned the guy to cover for the fact that he was Poshaya. Haya Baal Chavis Rishon, Baal Kora Achron, if the Baal Chavis was in front and the Baal Kora was in the back, and Nishbra Chavis Bakora, and the barrel breaks from the Kora, Chayiv, the Baal Kora has to pay for the Nezek, because we assume that the Baal Chavis was Holech Kidarko and the Baal Kora was going too fast to the point that he slammed right in to the Baal Chavis. V'imamad Baal Chavis, but if the Baal Chavis had stopped and the Baal Kora was just walking normally and slammed into him, said Pater, then the Baal Kor is going to be Pater, because the Baal Chavis was Poshaya by standing still in Rosh Hashanah, so he's the one that caused the Nezek to himself. V'im Amar the Baal Kor Amod, but if the Baal Chavis, who was in front, says to the Baal Kor, stop, because I'm about to stop, and I don't want you to get damaged, then Chayiv, then the Baal Kor is going to be Chayiv to pay. I don't want you to damage me, rather, then Chayiv, then the Baal Kor is going to be Chayiv to pay for the damage. So V'chein, and you have a similar halacha, Zeba b'neiro v'zeb b'pishtono, that one guy has a candle and the other one has flammable material. So they're both, if they're both walking b'derech and one of them is carrying the ner and the other one the pishton, and they just run into each other and the pishton gets burnt by the ner, so we could say all of the same dinim that we just said when it comes to chavis and a korah. It's all the same halachas about who's in front, who's in back, if they just run into each other. So the Gemara is going to say that the din in the Mishnah is that the Baal Kor is going to be chayiv when he stood still, is only when he was like a shilda l'rochav haderech, that he blocked off the whole road. So Rabbeinu Peretz writes that when it comes to the ner, we're also talking about a case with a makal malei neros where it took up the rochav haderech. Meaning Rabbeinu Peretz is bothered that the Gemara is going to make an ukimta that the only case where the Baal Kor is going to be chayiv for stopping is if he didn't give the guy behind him, the Baal Chavis, an opportunity to swerve around him, that there was no way to go around him on the road. So you have to say hu hadin when it comes to the case of the ner, that there was no room to swerve around him. So it must be that it's not just one little candle. Somehow he's carrying candles that block off the entire road, which is it doesn't sound like that's what the Mishnah is talking about. But the Rishonim also discuss why the Mishnah has to tell me the very same din by ner and pishtan. So the Rishonim explain, because there's makom to have argued that since the pishtan is so flammable, so the balaner really has to be much more careful, and he's going to be chayiv even in some cases where the Baal Kor would be pater. So that's why the Tana of the Mishnah has to tell me that they have the same dinim, or lehepach. Maybe it's on the Baal Pishtan to be more careful, realizing that he's carrying very flammable materials. So that's what Tos Yom Tov explains, that that's the chiddush in each direction, that since it's much more karov lehezek, that kor is just a heavy thing, and a chavis is something, if you slam it hard enough, will break. But in there, it doesn't even have to touch it, you get close enough to a very flammable material, and it will the whole thing's going to blow up. So that's why it has to tell me the chiddush, that the dinim of hezek are still the same. Okay, so says the Gemara, Boy mine Rabba Bar Nosan Mirafuna, Hamazgis Ishto Betashma Shamita Mahu, is a man chayiv to pay if he damages his wife in the course of Tashma Shamita. So what are the tzadim? Given the Bereshus Ka'avid, do we assume that since he did so Bereshus, meaning they were having Tashma Shamita and it was consensual, so Pater, therefore he's Pater, Odilma Ibay Lili Yune, or maybe we should say that even though he's doing the Bereshus, but he has to be careful not to damage, and therefore he has to pay the nezek. So Amalei, so Rav Huna said back to Rabba Bar Nasan, Tanisua, we could be poshet this suffix from the din in our Mishnah, that two people are holich bereshus rabim and they smack into each other, then one damages the other, the potter. Why? Because the Mishnah said, shalazer reshus lahalich, ulazer reshus lahalich, because everyone who was there had a right to be there. So apparently, whenever everyone who was there had a right to be in a particular place, you're going to be pater, even if you ended up doing some hezek. So we should pater the Baal, who's mazik es ishto, v'tash shamita, because Bereshit Sasa, that was the first side of the suffix, and we see that apparently that carries the day. So I'm a Rava. Rava asks on that din, but wait, kal v'chomer, if someone who kills Bishogeg in a forest, that both the Horeg and the Neherag have a Rishus to be in the Yar, and yet Nasa Kamisha Nichnas Rishus Chavero, we treat it as if the Horeg had encroached in someone else's territory and the Neherag's territory and he killed him, V'chayev, and therefore he's Chayev Galus for killing him Bishogeg. So Zeh, Shal Rishus Chavero Nichnas. So the husband who actually went into Rishus Chavero, he went into the rishus of his wife, the literal physical space of his wife, Lo Kolshkein, all the more so, b'chayiv in the nezek. So the Gemara explains, Ela HaKatani, but it says that the Baal Kor is pater from paying for the damage done to the chavis, shel zer rishus lahalich, lezer rishus lahalich. So don't you see from there that whenever anyone has a right to be there, you're going to be pater for any damage that was done to Shogeg. So how come Rav is making this kal v'chomer? Don't you see the kal v'chomer flies in the face of the Mishnah? So the Gemara explains, now, Hasam, when it comes to the Baal Chavis and Baal Kora, Travayu Kadodininu, both people are in the same matzav. They're both causing the Shvira of the Chavis by both providing some of the force. Since they're both walking, he's walking in this direction, he's walking in that direction, and it's the force and the weight together that causes the damage. But Hacha, when it comes to Masik Asishto, Iukav and Maisa Vihilo, the husband is the one that's doing the Maisa, not the Isha, and therefore, even though he has Rishus to be doing the Maisa, but if he's mazik, he's going to be chayiv because he's the one doing the maisa. So the Gemara asks, how could it be that the woman is not considered to be doing a maisa? Va'aksiv, but doesn't the pasuk say when it comes to adultery, v'nichrisu hanefashos ha'osos mikerev amam? Sounds from the pasuk that both the man and the woman are chayiv kares. So since it calls it hanefashos ha'osos, we see that the woman is also considered to be doing a maisa. How can you say it's only the man doing the maisa? And so Gemara, hanra l'travayu islahu. There's hana'a for both of them, and therefore it's called hanafashos ha'usos, because they're both getting some level of hana'a, and that's why the woman is chayiv v'karban chatas, if she was shogeg or malkus, if she was mezida, and it's not considered like a lav she'in bo maisa, because the Torah considers hana'a to be like a maisa. That's what Tosus writes in Dibra Maschil Ihu, that the reason that meaning the raya really is, you can't give an onesh without a maisa, right? You don't even get malchus. So yeah, but hana'a sometimes replaces maisa. That so the, in Asvandar Raisa, Rav Yosef Engel explains that by arayos and isurei achila, the maisa is not the isur. The hana'a is really the isur. That's the Gemara in Meseches Krisos that talks about chalav, that misasek b'chalav ma'arayos is chayiv shekein nehne. That if a person is misasek in violating nisra of achilas chelev or in violating arayos, that as long as they get hana'a, they're going to be chayiv. Because all isuri Torah, the isur is really the maisa. So when you're misasek, there's no maisa to connect to the person, therefore you're going to be pater. But by isuri achila, isuri arayos, the isur is the hana'a. So that it makes no difference whether you're miskavin or misasek. Because since you're nana, you can't say that the anoa is not misyaches to you. The anoa is certainly misyaches to you. This sounds like we need to connect in some way to the Gemara of Esther Karka Olam, right? We're saying over here that the woman is considered to be doing a maisa because she's nehene, but the Gemara says Masech Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet, as well as at the beginning of Ksubas, that Esther was karka olam, and that's why she was not moser nefesh to not violate the isur of arayos. Meaning, even though arayos is a yaharig val yavor, so Esther really should have given her life because it's arayos to be with Achashverosh, assuming she was neshes ish at the time, so she was allowed to be with Achashverosh because Esther karka olam, she didn't do any maisa, she was totally passive, and yet over here we're saying no such thing. Anyone who's nehene, even if you're not physically doing anything, but if you're nehene, that's considered like a maisa. So Rabbi Kiveger and Ksubas Daf Yud Alef explains that karka olam only helps as far as Tavar v'al tehareg, as far as the right to be able to violate rather than to get killed. But as far as the Isser, the Torah is Mechadesh, that even a lack of a participation of Maisa is considered a Maisa to be Mechayiv Chatos and Malkus. So it's just a separate category. In Sholomeshiv writes that it could be Esther didn't get any Hana'ah, because the Gemara says when it comes to Ya'el, that was Nivela the Sisra, that Tovasan Shal Rishayim Ra'i he eats al Tzadikim, and therefore she didn't get Hana'ah. So it could be that Esther didn't get Hana'ah, even though physically it might have been considered a maisa that typically gives hana'ah, but it was just a painful experience for Esther, and not something that was hana'ah. So anyway, but that's why in the case of Mazikas Ishto Betashma Shamita, yes, they both have hana'ah, and therefore if it were Bias Iser, they'd both be chayiv. But Iu maisa who the kavit, but he's the only one that actually did the maisa in the act of bia. And therefore, he's going to be chayiv as a mazik. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, Machlokas Rishonim, where the Baal is chayiv to the Isha, aside from the Tashma Nezek, also the Tsar, Ripoy, and Sheves. He's for sure part from the Boshes, because there's no Boshes Eitzel Baila. So that's the Meiri quotes that there are those that are mechayiv b'kol dal dvarim, and those that say that once he was mazik or b'shogeg, we can only be mechayiv him on the Nezek. He can't be mechayiv for all the other things. Mukhe Yosef writes that you only pay the Nezek because the Ripoy, he's Chayiv the Rafosa anyway. He signed a Ksuba. When you commit to the Ksuba, you're Chayiv to pay to the for the Refuah. On Shevis, he's Pater because Maisi Yadeha Shalom. All her Maisi Yadayim already belongs to him. And on Tzara, he's Pater because he didn't have any Kavana to be Mitzara her. So it's like Neskavi Lizrok Shtayim Vizor Garba. However, the Torah writes that Mazik Azishto is in fact Chayiv Bidal Dvarim. So what you do with all those points, those interesting points about the ksuba, so you got to work that. You have to work that out. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Chavul Mazik Parak Dalid that someone who's mazik is ishto b'tash shamita is chayiv bin iskeha, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. So the a lot of the achronim, the Ibn Ezel, and this is on Meltzer and Chazon Ish, write that it sounds like the Nemuka Yosef that you're only chayiv in nezek, but the Sma on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says it's not so clear that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are arguing on the tour. It could be that they're just paraphrasing the Torah, and that you're chayiv not only on Nezek, you're chayiv on the other payments as well. Okay, so that's sugya number one, mazik is ishto b'tash shamita. Now we move on to the next one. Hay balkora rishon. The Mishnah said that if the balkora was walking in front, the balchavis was walking in the back, and the barrel breaks from the korah, so the balkora's potter. But if he stopped inexplicably without warning the guy behind him, then he's going to be chayiv. So amrei shlakish shtei paros. If you have two cows that belong to two different people, Bereshus Rabim, that are in a Rishus Rabim, Achas Revutza, one of them is crouching in its place, Vachas Ma'alechas, and the other one is walking normally, and they damage each other. So, Ba'ata Ma'alechas B'Revutza, if the Ma'alechas kicks the Revutza, Petura, then its owner is going to be Pater, because the Rishus Rabim is not a place to do Revitza. That is considered a Shinoi, that's an unusual thing. And the rule is, Kalamashana Uba'achar Vishinabo Pater. If you do something weird, and then someone does something weird to you, they're going to be pater. However, revutza b'malachas chayevis. If the revutza kicks the malachas, then it's going to be chayev. So lemi misayele, we have a raya from the din in the Mishnah. Haya balkora rishon balchavas achron nishma chavas bakora pater v'im amad balkora chayev. He's chayev to pay because he was posheya by stopping in the rishus rabim v'ahachadik revutza b'malachas tamim v'ktani chayev. In the case of the Mishnah, the balkora standing and the balchavas tripping on him or slamming into him is like a parah revutza that kicks a parah ma'alechas, because the balkora who stopped was mishana from the normal way to behave in a Rosh Hashanah, because it's not the derech bnei adam to just stop in a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he has to pay for the nezek of the balachavis who's holich kedarko. So we see from here that a parah that's rovetzes per Rosh Hashanah shalok kedin, that kicks a parah that's ma'alechas kedarka, should have to pay the nezek. So says Gemara v'tizbra Sayyai Baya, do you think that you're bringing a raya from the Mishnah to Reish Lakish? Not only are you not bringing a raya, what you're bringing is actually a kasha on the sheet of Reish Lakish. Why? Taima debata. The reason that Reish Lakish is mechayiv the para haravutza is because it was mishana by kicking the para ma'alachas. But it sounds like Hahuska Memela, if it wasn't such an active form of damage, if it just would have happened Memela, that if the Rabtsa, that if it was Robates, the Parabit Makoma, and it was just lying there, and the other animal ran into it, so it sounds like the Ravutsa would be Pater. The Bala Ravutsa would be Pater from paying for the Nezek, because it didn't do anything Biyadayim. Vamasnis into Memela, and in the case of the Mishnah, it was Memela, and nevertheless, we see that you're chayiv. So you see from our Mishnah the opposite of Reish Lakish, because it sounds in our Mishnah that if the Baal Korah stands still, so he's not moving, and the Baal Chavis walks into him, the Baal Korah is still going to be chayiv, even though he's not actively doing anything, just because he did something unusual. Says the Gemara that there's a chiluk between the case of the Mishnah and the case of Reish Lakish. Masnisin the Paskala Urcha Keshilda. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you rest the beam, you stop in the Rosh Hashanah in a way when you're carrying the beam, that the beam blocks off the entire Rosh Hashanah, that there's no room to swerve by, and therefore you're chayiv in the nezek done to the Baal HaChavis because he couldn't get out of the way. But hacha kigon to Rabba b'chad gisa. But when it comes to the shtei paros, we're talking about where the para that was ravtza was on one side of the derech, and there's still a path to walk by. So yibayilei. So the para hamalechas should have gone on the other side of the road, not to get hurt by the para ravutza. And if it didn't do that, and it just kept on going where it was going, and the ravtza kicked it and harmed it, or rather, if the ravtza didn't actively do anything, just lied there, so then the bal para haruvetzas is going to be pater. That it's only in a case where it was mishan and it actually kicks it that it's going to be chayiv. So Gemara tries to bring another raya to Reish Lakish from the safe of the Mishnah. Ella Seif of the Mishnah. The Seif of the Mishnah is a riot Reish Lakish. To Katani, it says in the Seifa, Hayy Bal Chavis Rishon Bal Korah Achron. If the Bal Chavis was walking in front and the Bal Korah was walking behind, Nishbra Chavis Bakora, and the Korah slams right into the Chavis, Chayiv. The Bal Korah is going to be Chayiv for the damage. Vim Amad Bal Chavis, but if the Bal Chavis makes a short stop, Potter, then the Bal Korah who walks right into him is going to be Potter. Vahacha Dikime Haleches Berevutza Dami Vekatani Potter. In this case, where the Baal Chavis stood and the Baal Korah slammed into him, we should treat that like the Parah Amalechas that kicks the Ravutza. So the Baal Chavis, because the Baal Chavis did Shalo Kedin by stopping right in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. So we should pata the Baal Korah that damages him. Meaning, isn't this Makala Mashanu Bach or Vashinabo that you're pater? So Lechoro, we could prove from here that if the Mahalechas was Boet Kedarka in the Parah, if the Mahaleches Kedarka was Boet in the Rovetzes in Rosh Hasharabim, you're going to be Pater. So it says, Mar Masnisin Duchi Orche Kamaski. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Baal Korah was going in the normal way and slammed into the Baal Chavis, and therefore he's not going to be Chayiv for the Niskei HaChavis because he acted totally appropriately. The Baal Chavis was one that was Meshaneh. But Hacha, when it comes to the Para Mahaleches that kicks a Ravutza, Amar Le, the Para Ravutza could say to the Mahaleches, Nihidis Lach Rosh Hashanah. Yet you have rishus to walk on me or to walk past me or to, but because I'm not allowed to just crouch down in rishus ram, but to actively kick, no one ever gives you rishus to do that, and therefore we're going to be mechayev the bal para hamaleches in the nezek of the para haravutza. Okay, new Mishnah now. So the Mishnah talks about two people that damage each other in Rosh Hashanah. Two people are walking in Rosh Hashanah. Echad ratz ve'echad mahalich. One of them is running and the other one's walking normally. Oshay shneim ratzim. They're both running. Viziku ze'ezeh. And they damage each other. So shneim paturim, they don't have to pay for the nezek because they both have a right to go or to run in Rosh Hashanah and they both damage each other. So you're not mechayev one of them in the other one's nezek. So says the Gemara Masnisin, Delo kisi ben Yehuda. Our Mishnah that says that even in a case where one is running and one is walking normally, that you're not going to be mechayev them. That's against Isi ben Yehuda, because Isi ben Yehuda thinks that the runner is more responsible. Tetanya, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Ratz, Chayev, the guy who's running is Chayev, Neshuhu Meshuna, because he's not supposed to be running in Rosh Hasharabim. Umodi Isi be'erv Shabbos ben Hashmashos, Shuhu Patam Neshe Ratz Bereshos. And Isi ben Yehuda is only Modi if it's Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, where everybody's running, and you're supposed to be running. So then, since you're doing a Bereshos, so to take care of the Tzarchei Shabbos, so therefore you're going to be Pater. The Rosh writes that he was running in order to be Toreach to prepare the Tzorch HaShabbos. Gaon Sashri says, Mikan Mashma, that which Yisi Ben Yehuda allows running Bein HaShmashos is Lav Davka from the time that we begin. It's Lav Davka Bein HaShmashos. It's from the time that you would begin Tzorch HaShabbos. Bishul, Afiya, Tzliya, which L'chora is any time after Chatzia Yom on Erev Shabbos. That's what Shidu Gwetz says as well, that the Shaila of the Gemara about Bein HaShmashos, my Berushos Ika, so you already fulfilled the Hachanos of Shabbos, so why is there Rishos Larus? That's how the Shidim Betzis explains the Gemara's Kasha later on, which means to say that it's understood at this point that the whole letter is because you're taking care of the Tzarchei Shabbos, and the time to take care of the Tzarchei Shabbos is earlier than Bein HaShmashos on Erev Shabbos. There is a Machlokas Rishonim about this special dispensation that you have, that you're allowed to run late in the day on Erev Shabbos because you have a lot to take care of. So is it because that this man is just mufka, that there's no problem if you're running, and because it's the derech of people to run, so it's on everyone else to be a little more careful? Or is it only when you're doing it litzarchei Shabbos? I mean, do we say that once a lot of people are running anyway, so now all the other people who aren't running should be more careful because they should know there are a lot of runners out there? So a guy might be running for something else. He might be running for a reason that has nothing to do with Shabbos, and he's still going to be pater? Or do we say, no, it's the fact that you're osik b'mitzvah, it's going to pater you? So the Rambam in Chovel Mazik, Perek Vav, writes that the reason that the guy who's running on Erev Shabbos is pater is because he's rots b'rishos k'dei shelo tikanes ha-shabbos v'u'en panoi, that he shouldn't go into Shabbos all tarot. So the Sma is medayik, that he holds that a person has rishus to run for anything in order that to finish whatever inyanim is. So it could be for a business reason, but that's also called Tzarchei Shabbos, because everything that he's trying to take care of before Shabbos, even if it's not a Shabbos related thing that he's taking care of, is all to give him a certain yishev hadas on Shabbos. Mukhe Yosef puts from Ramah that the Patur is davka if he's running litzorech Shabbos and not for anything else. If he's running for any other sort of tzorach, even during that zman, so then he's taka going to be chayiv. So anyway, so that's the machlokas rishonim. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kisi ben Yehuda. We paskin like Yisi ben Yehuda that the guy who's running, save for Erev Shabbos, when one guy is running, the other guy is walking, the guy who's running is going to be chayiv. So ask Gemara, umiyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi? Really? Does Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Yisi ben Yehuda? Vahama Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says that whenever there's a stam mishnah, we paskin like that stam mishnah la halacha utnan. And our mishnah says echad rot v'echad mahalich u'shoshneim rotzim peturim, that even if one guy is running, the other guy is not running, he's going to be pot. So he'll make a kimta. Our mishnah must be talking about Erev Shabbos bein hashmashos, and that's why the guy who's running is going to be pater. But if it weren't Erev Shabbos bein hashmashos, then he'd be chayiv. Mimai, how do I know that the mishnah is talking about Erev Shabbos? Mi diktani oshayu shneim ratzim peturin hasulamli. Why does the mishnah have to tell me that din? Because hashta echad ratzvechon mahalich pater. If when one guy is running and the other guy is not running, the guy who's running is going to be pater. So shneim ratzim mibai. If they're both running, all the more so you're going to be pater. So it's an obvious din. Must be that the Mishnah is pivoting in the middle to a new case. Ela hachikam. Here's what the Mishnah is really saying. Echad rots ve'echad mahalech pater. That if one guy runs and the other one is mahalech, the guy who's running is going to be pater for the damage that he did. Bamed var mamurim b'erev Shabbos ben hashmashos. That the ukimta of that line is that it's dafka talking about b'erev Shabbos ben hashmashos, he can be pater. Aval b'chol echad rots ve'echad mahalech chayiv. So we add in this line. But had it been a weekday and one guy was running, the guy who's running is going to be chayiv. Shneim ratzim afilu b'chol peturin. But if they're both running, then even on chol, even on a weekday, they're going to be pater. So there's that pivot where it changes from the talking about Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos to talking about chol, and that's how we explain our mishnah. So, and how you could paskin like a stam mishnah and still paskin like Isi ben Yehuda. Good. Amr Mar. Modi Isi Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos shu padam mishnah ratz b'rishos. So we had said that on Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, if you're running, even Isi ben Yehuda says you're going to be pater because you were running b'rishos. Erev Shabbos my b'rishos ika. Why does a person have the right to run on Erev Shabbos? It's somewhat reckless. So answer the Gemara of Rabbi Chanina. Dam Rabbi Chanina bo'u v'netzei likros kalam malchusa. Let's go out to greet the Pnei HaShabbos like a person who's going out to greet the Pnei HaMelech. The Maral writes that Shabbos is called Kalam Malchusa because there are two bechinos of Shabbos. One is that Yom Shabbos is mevorach mitzad atzmo, and it's called the kala because the kala has bracha, and also because Shabbos is mukdeshas v'nivdalas mishari yamim, so it's called malchusa, because the meaning of malchus is that it's nivdal, it's separate from everything else. So that's why it gets a double title of kala malchusa, the inherent chayin that a kala has, plus a malchusa that we're mavdilit above everything else, so that they would go out to greet the kala malchus. Ben Yoyada writes that this is where the Arizal got the minag to go outside of the city to the field to be mekabel Shabbos. Eitz Yosef says, well, Shabbos doesn't come through the field. Why does he have to go through the field? Why does he say bo uvenetze? It means what it means is that you don't wait until Shabbos comes on its own. You should preempt Shabbos. It's just Tosefa Shabbos. That's what it means, bo uvenetze l'chora. That Shabbos is not coming through a particular location, right? So to go out to a particular location and say, oh, I'm going to greet Shabbos, seems a little bit funny. But so probably more likely means, says Yetz Yosef, it just means that you should be makdim the Kabbalah Shabbos. In the Sefer Das Chachma Umusar, he says the reason the Rizal went out to the field was to be mitzayer a yitzia likras hamelech, in order to be margish and to understand the Kabbalah Shabbos. So you do something physically the way you would go to greet a melech, even though obviously it's not a physical entity that you are that you're greeting. And that's why v'lichadodi, we turn around, right? That's boikala. That's what we're doing. We're fulfilling baba kamalam and beis of bo lukra Shabbos malchus, to go and greet the Shabbos malchus. Some of the minhag of taking a few steps to go greet the Shabbos malchus. But again, it's all based on that idea on this gemara. The Amrila, and some say that he would say Likro Shabbos Kala Malchusa. Rabbi Yannai Misate Fakoi Va'amra Boi Kala Boi Kala. Rabbi Yannai would wear nice clothing and he would stand up and he would say Boi Kala Boi Kala to greet the Kala. So this is where the poskim point out the idea that Koi, that he would stand up, is the basis for the minhag to stand for Kiddush on Friday night. Meaning Pashto says you should sit for Kiddush because Kiddush Makom Suda. So the best way to do Makom Suda is by actually sitting down. But if Kiddush is the way that we greet Shabbos, so to fulfill this idea of Kaiva Amar Boikala Boikala, so some have a minhag to stand on Friday night for Kiddush. Others have a minhag to try to be Yotzei both, that they stand for the first half of Kiddush as the Boikala part, and then they sit once you get to the Bracha of Kiddush, to the Baruch Pirei Gofen and the Bracha, because of the idea of Kiddush B'makom Suda. But we see that just like there's a mitzvah to go greet the Shabbos, there's also a mitzvah to run to greet to prepare for the Shabbos. And that's why we potter the guy who's running, right? That's why this is brought up over here. We're trying to explain why you're allowed to run, because there's such an inyan to go out of your way to greet Shabbos. Okay, so now the Mishnah talks about a different case. Someone is chopping wood in Rosh Hashanah and a splinter shoots out and damages the Hizik Rosh Hashanah, but into someone else's Rosh Hashanah and damages him there. Or Rosh Hashanah, or a person's chopping wood in his own yard, in his own Rosh Hashanah, Hizik Rosh Hashanah, and a splinter shoots out and damages someone Rosh Hashanah. Or you're in your own yard and you're chopping wood and it damages someone in the neighboring yard. So chayiv. In all three of those cases, the guy who's chopping the wood is going to be chayiv. So the Gemara explains, why do you need to tell me all three cases? Utsricha. If it only would have told me the case where you're in a Rosh Hashanah and the damage happens in Rosh Hashanah, I would say, yeah, that's where you're chayiv mishum deshchichi rabim, because there are a lot of people in a Rosh Hashanah and therefore you need to be very careful that none of the splinters shoot out into Rosh Hashanah, and if it did, you're a poshea. But if you're in Rosh Hashanah and it shoots out into Rosh Hashanah, where there aren't too many people in Rosh Hashanah, aim low, I would think that you're not going to be chayiv, and that's why the Mishnah had to tell me in that case as well. And if it only would have told me that you're chayiv if you're chopping the wood in Rosh Hashanah and it damages in Rosh Hashanah, I would say, yeah, that's where you're chayiv mishum demei yikara shelo b'Rosh Hashanah, because at the beginning you were doing shelo b'rishus, because the person is not allowed to chop wood in a rishus harabim. Aval mirishus yach lirishus ram der b'rishus avid. But someone who's being mevakeya and it shoots out from rishus yach to rishus harabim, where you're being mevakeya eitzim b'rishus, because you were doing it in your own property. No one can tell you what to do in your property. Say malo, I would think that you would not be chayiv, and that's why the Mishnah has to tell me both of those cases. But v'itana anachtarti, and even if the Mishnah would have told me the case of rishus ram to rishus yachid and rishus yach to the rishus, but not in the case of Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, I would have said, ha, mishum d'shchichi rabim. The case where it goes from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, the reason you're chayiv is because you need to be more careful where it's shchichi rabim. And ha, v'ha, mishum shalom rishos. And if you're in a Rosh Hashanah and it damages Rosh Hashanah, I would say, yeah, you're chayiv there because you were doing shalom rishos by chopping wood in the Rosh Hashanah to begin with. Aval, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, acher. But when you're in a Rosh Hashanah and the other party's in Rosh Hashanah, in another Rosh Hashanah, where there are two reasons to patri you, to lo shchichi rabim, there aren't rabim in the place where the damage happened, and umeyakar b'rishos, and you were chopping wood in your, you know, rightfully in your own yard. Say malo. So I would think that you would not be chayiv tsricha. That's why the Mishnah has to tell me that even in that case, you're chayiv for the tashlumi nezek. You're chayiv to pay for the damage that was done. Now, l'chora, the Mishnah could have just told me only that in, right? That if you're vakeh b'Rosh Hashanah and does damage in Rosh Hashanah acher, that you're going to be chayiv, and I could learn the other two dinim from that, but that's what the Nimuka Yosef points out. The Mishnah is written in a lozu avzu kind of way, that it tells me the smaller chiddush, and then it builds up to the greater chiddush, and it's not so unusual for the Mishnayis to do that. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a brisa that talks about a person who goes into Chatzar Chavero and he gets damaged there. Tana Rabbanan, Hanichnas Chanuso Shal Nagar Shalom Rishos. Someone goes into the store of a carpenter, Shalom Rishos, V'nitzu Bakas V'tovcha Al Panav Ameis. And a piece of wood comes out, the carpenter is doing carpentry, and a piece of wood comes out and smacks into the guy who trespassed and he dies. So Pater, the carpenter is going to be Pater from Galus. V'im Nichnas Rishos. However, if the guy was allowed to be, it was the store, the front door said open. So they were allowed. The guy was allowed to walk in. Then chayiv. Then the carpenter is going to be chayiv. My chayiv. What could we be mechayiv him for killing this person if he was nichnas b'rishos? So Rabbi Yosef b'chanina chayiv b'dal d'varim. If the guy that he that walked in got damaged, so then you have to pay dal d'varim nezek tsar ripoy and sheves, not poshes, because it wasn't done b'kavana. Upater migalos. But if the person was killed, then you don't go to galos. Why? Lefishein do. Because this situation of walking into the carpentry shop is not similar to walking into a forest, which is how the Torah describes the damage done where you go to Galus. Because Yar Zel Rishus Nichnas, Zel Rishus Nichnas, Zel Rishus Chaveru Nichnas. Because Yar is an open area that anyone's allowed to go. This guy walked into someone else's Rishus. So Amarava, Rava says, well, Kalvachomer, Omar Yar Zel Daito Nichnas, Zel Daito Nichnas, when both the Horig and the Nera go into the Yar without asking Rishus from the other one, and the Horig didn't know about the Nerag being there right next to him, and nevertheless Nasa Kamisha Nichnas Ladas, and we treated as if he was Nichnas Ladas Chavero Vigola, and he still goes to Galus Zeshel Das Chavero Nichnas. So Kolshkein, so in my carpentry shop when it was with my Das and my Rishus that you walked in, so of course I should be Chayev Galus. So Ela Marava, my Potter Migalus. No, Potter means Migalus, but not because he doesn't deserve such a big onesh like galus, to lo sagi leba galus, because he doesn't deserve to get the kapara of galus. And it's because you're a shogi karv lemezid that only a real shogi gets galus. But if you're a shogi karv lemezid, you don't deserve galus. So the Gemara asks that a shogi karv lemezid doesn't get galus. Masav Rava, we have a Gemara Maseches Makos about a person who's getting Malkus for an Avera in Beis Din, that Beis Din has to assess how much he can handle. Hosef lo Ritzua Achas, if they give one extra whack, so Mace, he's Umace, and he dies, Hareza Golal Yado, the guy who's whipping him, goes to Golos. V'ahach, the Shog Karv L'Mezid, who? That's Shog Karv L'Mezid, the Yibay Yasuke Adaite, the Maisi Yinish, B'chad the Ritzua, because he should have realized one extra whip could kill the guy, V'katani Hareza Golal, and nevertheless we say he does get to go to Golos, even though Shog Karv Now the case was, it was a mistake. He didn't know that he was giving an extra one. He made a mistake in the counting. So Tavachle Rava Besandale, Rava tapped him on his shoe. Va'amrle Atu Humani. You think the one that's doing the whipping is the counter? Va'atanya, the Brisa says Gadol Shabadayanim Kore. Gadol Shabadayanim calls it out. Va'sheni Mona, and the second one counts the Malkios. Va'shlishi Amriko, and the third one instructs him to strike him. So how could it be that the Sheikh Bezin made a mistake Elam Rav Simon Arda, the Ta Dayan Agufei. No, the Dayan made the mistake in counting it out. So Meisve, so the Gemara asks another Kasha, that Horg B'Shog Karv L'Meisve doesn't get Golos. Is that true? Zorik is having Rosh Hashanah V'Harag, Harei is a Golos. If you throw an Evan Rosh Hashanah and it kills someone, you go to Golos. V'Hacha D'Shog Karv L'Meisve, Udubay Le'asukei Adayti Rosh Hashanah Shchichi, and she, V'Katani Harei is a Golos. That is Shog Karv L'Meisve. There are always people in Rosh Hashanah, and nevertheless, you still get to go to Golos. Some Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, V'Sosres Kosla. No, he's knocking down his wall between his chatzar and the Rosh Hashanah, and a rock fell down and killed someone, and therefore it's not a shogeg karav lemezid. So you by leyune. What do you mean? You should have looked what you were doing. So v'sosa belayli. He was knocking down the wall at night. There aren't so many people in Rosh Hashanah. Belayli, not me by leyune. Some people are out. You got to look. V'sosa is kosel biyom la ashpa. He was sosa kosel biyom, but it's to the ashpa where there aren't so many people walking down, walking by. Hi ashpa hechidami. Id shchichi rab mezidu. Well, if it's an ashpa that shchichi rab, then you're amazed or karav lemezid. V'lo shchichi rab manasu. And if it's not shchichi rab, then you're total manos. So Rav Papa lo tzricha ashpa asuyali panos belayla vein asuyali panos biyom. It's an ashpa where people go to go to the bathroom at night, but not during the daytime. But there are those times that sometimes people will come even during the daytime. So mezid lo havida ein asuyali panos biyom. But anasami lo havida yikadimik rivi yosef. So he's neither a mezid nor an ones. So we've explained Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina on the Seifa of the Brice that talks about a person who's nichnas the basis shall nagar bereshos, where Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says that the nagar is going to be chayiv for arba dvarim if he damages the guy who walked in, but he's potter from galus because it's a shogeg karav lemezid. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with another explanation of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Have a great day, everyone.